That means it's time for the next episode of Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91 on Anchor FM. Best radio ever, ever, ever.
Hey guys, this is Trucker Noob 91, and do you know what day it is? It's Friday! Today I bring you a new series called Freaky Friday, where I bring you some freaky facts and some freaky but true coincidences in history. I also have a little bit of a story for you. So, I hope you all enjoy. Enjoy your Friday. All right, to get this Freaky Friday started off, I have 25 freaky facts. Some you may know, some you may not. Well, here we go. Spiders have clear blood. Number 2, ghost bats are some of the only bats with white fur. Plasmophobia is the fear of ghosts. A cockroach can live for over a week without a head. See, I always thought it was like 3 months or something like that. It makes me feel a little bit better. It's a week. A 3,000-year-old mummy can still have fingerprints. A man sculpted a statue of himself using his own hair, teeth, and nails. That sounds disgusting. The Asian vampire moth sometimes drinks the blood of animals. 99% of the human body is empty space. Exploding head syndrome causes people to hear extremely loud noises in their head just as they are falling asleep. 90% of animals or 90% of cells in the human body aren't human. Pineapple contains an enzyme called bromelain. When you eat pineapple, the enzymes digest protein in your body. It eats you back. That little tingling sensation you get around your lips when you eat fresh pineapple, that's the pineapple eating you. Crazy, right? Astronomers have identified a force pulling all galaxies toward a single point called the dark flow. Chickens can spontaneously change their sex from female to male. Scott Kelly drank 730 liters of his own sweat and urine to stay hydrated in space. I'm sure it was filtered though, guys. I'm hoping. Bees enjoy addictive substances like coffee and nicotine. Scientists can trick people into thinking that they are invisible by using virtual reality illusions. Helium, which makes up 24% of our universe, is a non-renewable gas, and we are running out of it because it keeps escaping our atmosphere. Freshwater snails kill up to 20,000 people a year. Dead bodies can get goosebumps. The largest pumpkin recorded in U.S. history weighed 2,258 pounds and was grown in New Hampshire. Pumpkins are classified as a fruit and not a vegetable. The fastest jack-o'-lantern carver in the world is Stephen Clark, who carved a pumpkin in just 16.47 seconds. A 1970 study found that kids are more likely to steal when they are wearing costumes. Albert Einstein's brain was preserved after his death. And finally, number 25, female spiders often eat male spiders. Yeah, one, I don't want to be a spider because I don't like spiders. And two, thank God I'm not a spider because I would have been eaten already.
You're listening to Trucker Noob 91 on Anchor FM. Best radio.
All right, guys, it's time for that story I was thinking about, The Ghost at Home. Last night, a friend rushed me out of the house to catch the opening act at a local bar's music night. After a few drinks, I realized my phone wasn't in my pocket. I checked the table we were sitting at, the bar, the bathrooms, and after no luck, I used my friend's phone to call mine. After two rings, someone answered, gave out a low, raspy giggle, and hung up. They did not answer again. I eventually gave it up as a lost cause and headed home. I found my phone lying on my nightstand, right where I left it. That would be creepy as all get out. All right, guys, here's for the last part of the Freaky Friday that I have planned. Freaky but true coincidences in history. Violet Jessop survived three nautical disasters. Depending how you see things, Violet Jessop may be one of the luckiest people in history, or one of the unluckiest. She worked as a ship stewardess and was aboard the Olympic in 1911 when it collided with the HMS Hawk. The Olympic sustained damage but didn't sink, and Jessop lived to tell the tale. Then on April 14th, 1912, she was on board the Titanic. You know how that went, but Jessop did escape aboard a lifeboat. At this point, most people would probably have sought out a land-based line of work, but not Jessop. She soon took a job working as a nurse aboard the Titanic sister ship, which had been turned into a hospital ship in World War I. Britannic suffered an explosion, probably from an underwater mine, and sank in less than an hour. According to Jessop's memoirs, she made it to a lifeboat, but when it got into the water, everyone but her ditched it because it couldn't get loose of Britannic's propeller. Jessop, who had probably never learned to swim, finally followed suit and jumped off the lifeboat, and was evidently saved by her life jacket. She lived to be aged 84. Wow. Robert Lincoln was saved by the brother of his father's assassin. Abraham Lincoln's son, Robert, was not, as you might read online, present for the three presidential assassinations, but his connection to the three tragedies was close enough to raise a few eyebrows. On the night of his father's assassination in 1865, Robert declined an invitation to Ford's Theater, but he was with the president when he passed away the next morning. In 1881, while serving as Secretary of War, Robert was at the Baltimore and Potomac Railroad Station when President James Garfield was shot. Eventually, Garfield died, probably from the substandard medical attention given to the bullet wound. 2 decades later, the star-crossed Lincoln went to Buffalo to visit the Pan American Exposition, a sort of New World version of the World's Fair. When he arrived, Robert was immediately told that President William McKinley had been shot. He visited McKinley on two occasions that week and was heartened to see that, in his estimation, the president was on the road to recovery. Sadly, McKinley took a turn for the worse and died a week later. We can chalk all that up to Robert Lincoln's close ties to the halls of American power. It's all a bit unlikely, perhaps, and certainly tragic, but not completely astounding. But here's the weirdest part. It's possible that Robert wouldn't have been witness to any of these presidential tragedies if he hadn't narrowly avoided an accident himself at Jersey City train station. During the Civil War, Robert found himself in a potentially lethal situation when he fell between a moving train and the platform. He was yanked up to safety by one of the most famous actors of the day, Edwin Booth, brother of John Wilkes Booth, the man who would soon kill Robert's father. Wonder if John Wilkes Booth knew about that and what he would say. And then I have the story of two twins. A pair of long-lost twins shared some uncanny similarities. There are some wild stories out there about doppelgangers, one which seems likely to be either embellished or entirely hypocritical, I never can pronounce words. It's about King Umberto I of Italy. He was said to have met a restaurateur who looked like him and had some uncanny similarities. Same birth, a wife and a child with the same name, but there's nothing in the way of contemporary sources to back that story. But strange synchronicities between long-separated twins is a real phenomenon, as one particular pair of gems demonstrated. The two gems were separated by adoption a few weeks after birth in 1940 and were independently both named James by their adoptive parents. When they reunited almost 40 years later, the similarities between their lives flummoxed observers. Each had married a woman named Linda and gotten divorced. They each got married a second time, each to a woman named Betty, and it gets weirder. Both gems had grown up with a dog named Toy and an adopted brother named Larry. Both had sons they named James Allen, though the spellings of the James Allens differed. As psychologist Thomas J. Borchard Jr., director of the Minnesota Study of Twins Reared Apart Project, said, "I'm flabbergasted by some of the similarities. The gem stories can teach us a couple things. One, in a battle of nature versus nurture, nature obviously can claim some victories. The two men dealt with similar tensions, tension headaches, and put on weight at similar time in life. There could be a genetic component that led them to enjoy the same classes in school or develop similar smoking habits. But the gems can also tell us something about coincidences in general and how our brains approach and sometimes construct them. Well over a million twins are born each year, and stories about long-lost twins who have little or nothing in common don't exactly drive clicks. Given a large enough data set, random distribution means that some long-lost twins are going to share some commonalities. And once we find one area of crossover, our brains are particularly hardwired to seek our patterns identifying more. Numerous studies have shown that people perceive patterns where they don't exist. Perhaps it's a way for our brains to order the vast amount of stimuli we're constantly taking in. Maybe it's more comforting to believe that the universe is ordered rather than chaotic and unpredictable." I mean, it's still pretty weird. "The first and last battles of the Civil War were fought next to the same man's property in different towns. Civil War broke out in 1861 with the first battle of Bull Run." Bull Run references the name of a stream that wound its way through the farm of a 46-year-old grocer named Wilmer McLean in Manassas, Virginia. After the devastation of the battle, McLean left to find safety in a new home with his wife in Appomattox, Virginia. And for roughly 4 years, he was indeed safe as the bloody war took over the nation. In 1865, the war came to a close when Robert E. Lee surrendered to Ulysses S. Grant at the Appomattox Courthouse, just steps from McLean's new property. And then our last freaky but true coincidence of history, Arthur Robert Morgan predicted the Titanic's end. Arthur Robert Morgan penned The Wreck of the Titan or Futility in 1898, 14 years before the Titanic would meet its end. And there are some uncanny similarities between the fictional novella and the actual event that took place. Beyond the coincidences of the ship's names and both being described as unsinkable, it is reported that both the fictional Titan and Titanic ran into trouble after hitting icebergs on the starboard side of the ship. They were 400 miles off Newfoundland when they sank, both on April 9th, and in both cases, the passengers suffered tragically due to a shortage of lifeboats. I have read that book, and it is uncanny how similar it is to the actual disaster. So that's it for this Freaky Friday. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're looking forward to Maniac Monday. Remember, when you're listening to Maniac Monday on Spotify, there is a poll. It ends tomorrow night at 11:59 midnight, whatever you want to call it. Please vote. Please vote. Thank you. Be safe. All right, guys, it's time for platforms. Facebook is Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91. Facebook.com/ Trucker Noob 91. Twitter is @ Trucker Noob 91. And of course, if you want to listen to this podcast, which you already are, but if you want to tell your friends about it, of course, you can listen to us here on Spotify. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and Podbean. And now, we are officially on Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. I spent this week getting the podcast onto Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. So if you have friends that have any of these apps, please let them know about us and tell them to at least try to listen to it on Spotify if they can, because you never know when a poll is going to be up and votes do matter. All right, guys, I hope you all enjoyed this episode of Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91. Be safe.